This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll take a look at Governor Walker's recent comments about how he'd change the Environmental Protection Agency if he were elected president.
First, today the Assembly voted to approve the deal providing $250 million in public subsidies to fund a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. The measure passed in the state Senate a few weeks ago. Now it heads to Governor Walker's desk. He has said he supports the idea of some public funding for a new arena in the past.
Jason Stein joins us now to talk about the deal. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica. Good to be here.
Well, the state assembly met today to debate the Bucks arena bill before it passed. And before they went into session, Republicans announced that they thought they had enough votes to pass that measure. What was the debate like?
Well, it was really sort of anticlimactic because you've had this proposal that had really pretty determined opposition and a really tough road to get to today. And then you had a debate. It lasted about an hour. There were none of the opponents actually spoke on the floor. There was just very little drama today compared to, you know, the long road to this vote.
What do you make of that? Is it just a testament to having a long time to hammer out details?
Several things. I mean, I think in part it came out of the state Senate, which was the biggest hurdle with a strong bipartisan vote, 21, I believe. Yeah, 21 to 10. So that, I think, showed supporters and opponents that the bill could pass the assembly, and that's what it did. I think to a certain extent, the changes to the bill in the Senate dampened criticism. I mean, they certainly did not eliminate it by any stretch, but did somewhat mitigate concerns of critics.
And in the assembly, the arena plan passed, 52 to 34 are the numbers I've got. Was that expected?
Correct. Correct. And you have to remember, too, normally there are 99 members in the assembly, but there were only 89 today. And, for some technical reasons, that was and the absences, that vote was far above what it needed to be, or at least was, you know, a healthy margin over where it needed to be.
Now, a few weeks, maybe a couple weeks before we got to this point where we are today, we spoke with some Democratic lawmakers on this program who said that the Republicans were reaching out to them to try to build compromise and support for this Bucks deal. Did that come into play?
Well, they certainly did draw some Democrats on board for the measure. Today, you had 17 Democrats among the 52 lawmakers that voted for the proposal. Again, it was generally cooked by the time Democratic lawmakers got involved, but they did have some input. And obviously, you know, the bargain that everyone started out with, a few weeks ago, was struck between the team, the governor, Republican lawmakers, and Democratic leaders in Milwaukee, Mayor Tom Barrett and County Executive Chris Abley. So you did have some Democratic participation through the process.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the Milwaukee Bucks arena deal, which passed the state assembly today, goes next to Governor Scott Walker for signing. And Jason, let's hear about the bill itself, or the deal itself. What's in it?
Sure. It's a quarter of $1 billion, $250 million of public financing that will pay for half of the overall arena. It includes a contribution from state taxpayers, from the city of Milwaukee, from Milwaukee County, as well as an entertainment district in the Milwaukee area that controls some ticket surcharge fees on Bucks games, as well as some taxes on, you know, lodging, food, rental cars, entertainment related and travel related stuff like that.
And now, before they approved the bill, some of the senators added a 12-page amendment. What did they change from that original plan? Do we know?
Sure, it was a number of things. There was there were a lot of concerns on the part of Democrats and even some Republicans that the previous version of the bill had relied on getting money from Milwaukee County debtors. So in other words, there's a certain amount of money that's owed to Milwaukee County. The plan was going to transfer those debts to the state of Wisconsin, which has more tools to collect on the debts, and that that would have generated revenue to sort of cover Milwaukee County's share of this. The concern was that you would, in some sense, be building this arena for millionaire players and billionaire team owners on the backs of people who didn't have the money to pay their bills. You know, again, that's not my statement, but that was the concern of many critics. And so that part of the proposal was dropped from the bill. Milwaukee County officials can still choose to do that, but the proposal no longer mandates that.
And there's a change to the surcharge on tickets.
That's right. So right now, I believe it's $2 for all tickets that are more than $12 face value, and $1.50 for all tickets that are less than $12. Going forward, it'll be just $2, no matter how much your ticket costs.
And that adds up a surprising amount, according to projections.
Right. Well, it certainly brings in more money. For critics, that was helpful in the sense that it was putting a little more money for the arena, assigning that to actually people that are going to the games. So a user fee, if you will, instead of a tax.
Now, going back to the split among taxpayers there, how is that $250 million being split among different taxpaying groups?
Yeah, it's roughly $50 million for all concerned. And, Veronica, you'll forgive me if I don't have every one of those figures at my fingertips. But
sure.
But roughly $50 million for city, state, and county, and then a little bit more for the entertainment district. And when you include over 20 years the interest, that $250 million becomes $400 million in total.
Now, you mentioned the entertainment district. Now, it's not just the Bucks Arena. We're talking about a whole new district, a whole new complex of downtown Milwaukee attractions. Can you give us a picture, Jason, of what that might be?
Right. So currently the Bucks play at the Bradley Center. You know, certain other sports teams play there. You know, going forward at the new arena, you know, you will likely have Marquette's basketball team playing at the new arena as well as the Bucks. Perhaps some other sports will happen there. And then what under this proposal, you will have more of Milwaukee entertainment entities and, you know, performing arts, the arts, go under the umbrella of this super board, which will have, again, the power for some time to continue to collect taxes on lodging, food, rental cars that would have otherwise been phased out.
So the entity in charge of this whole downtown complex, it's a board, it's not a single person.
Correct. And so there would be representatives from the governor, from the Senate and Assembly, to a certain extent by groups affected by these taxes that I told you about, groups that have skin in the game, so to speak, because of what they or their customers are paying, in addition to help fund amenities like the Bucks Arena. Obviously, the arena, we think of it first and foremost as a place where an NBA team is going to play, but obviously it would be available for all kinds of other concerts and events that might need a large indoor space to do their show.
Now, along the way, opponents of this bill have said it's helping the already wealthy owners of the Bucks and that it doesn't make sense to spend so much money on a new arena when the budget for the state of Wisconsin, the new budget, has called for cuts from other areas like education and infrastructure. Did that debate come up? Was there a defining argument from proponents about why the deal should go through today?
Yes. I mean, that argument has been part of this from the get-go. And, you know, obviously part of the difficulties that this proposal had was that it was coming amid a difficult state budget. It wasn't coming amid a budget where there was money for everything and everybody. What it came down to is supporters said, look, the state for its share of this would only need to kick in about $3.5 million a year, and the state is already getting about $6 million a year in income taxes associated with the Bucks, and that number would go up over time. So supporters said, look, it's an easy call to do it. Opponents said, well, you know, not so fast. Not all of the income tax money that are associated with the Bucks would necessarily leave the state if the team left. And then, you know, they also pointed out that we can, as a public, as a state, city, and county, we can invest that money in lots of different things, and all of them would have a return for the public if they were done right, whether that's a new road, a new teacher in a classroom, you know, lower taxes for taxpayers. All those things have a potential return as well.
So this deal has now passed the Senate, the Assembly. The next step is the desk of Governor Scott Walker. Is it a sure thing that he's going to be signing this swiftly?
He says it is. He said today while he was gobbling up Philadelphia cheesesteaks as part of his presidential campaign, he said that he would be signing the proposal. He will have the ability to use his very powerful partial veto pen on this bill, but he's given no indication so far that he's going to do that. I mean, so far, what he's talked about is simply signing it and praising the legislation.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
That was Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was talking about the Milwaukee Bucks arena deal, which just passed the state assembly today. The bill now goes to Governor Scott Walker's desk for signing.
And we want to hear from you on this issue now. Do you think the Bucks arena deal will be a good thing for Milwaukee and the region as it stands? How would you change the deal if you could have done so? Is it worth some public funding to keep the Bucks in Milwaukee? And whether you like the deal or not, will you check out the arena, maybe catch a game there? Call in now with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're taking your calls right now on the Bucks Arena deal at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the plan to build a new arena in Milwaukee? Do you think this is going to be good for the city, keep the downtown hopping? How do you think the plan should have been different if you're not a fan of it? What do you like about it? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We go to our first caller now. We've got Mark with us in Richland Center. Mark, hi.
Hi. This is about the dumbest thing that we could have done, because the idea that money itself is something that we have to borrow from outside of ourselves instead of created ourselves is about as stupid as it could get. If we had a State Bank of Wisconsin like they have the State Bank of North Dakota, the State Bank could fund this. And then all the revenues that come back, all the repayment, all the interest would go straight back into the state budget. As it stands, every bit of borrowed money, whether it's for this or for highways and all of that, all of the interest is actually a drain straight out of the state, straight out of our economy.
Mark, this thank you for your thoughts. Appreciate you calling in and giving us your take on this and an alternate fiscal view you think would have been more fruitful here. Melissa is next, joins us from Menominee Falls. Melissa, hi.
Hi. I love the Brewers and I love the Bucks, and I do think that they really help keep the downtown area thriving, but I think the way that we're paying for this is so crazy. We're in so much debt already, and these owners, they have millions of dollars and they're going to reap the rewards of the Bucks. And downtown, well, a little bit. But what about all the people outside of downtown that are paying for it? They're not going to see the cash for it. Just the owners are going to. Why do the owners need our help paying for it? That I'm not sure I understand.
All right, Melissa, appreciate your thoughts there. Melissa loves the Bucks, loves the Brewers, but she's not 100% behind this arena deal. Thinks it maybe could have been funded a little bit more by the owners. Thanks. Interesting perspective there. Going next to Jane. Jane joining us from Madison. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
I don't want state money used for it because I feel that the businesses in Milwaukee are the ones that will benefit if there is any benefit. I think that the owners of the Brewers are the ones that will get the most benefit, and I think they're the ones that should put in most, if not all, of the money.
What do you think about the possibility of a revitalized downtown Milwaukee?
I think that would be a great idea. Maybe more people would be willing to shop there, but I'm not the poorest person. I'm not certainly not rich, and yet I have never gone to a Brewers game. I've never gone to a professional basketball game, and I'm in my late 70s. I'm sure there are many, many, many other people that have not gone to professional games, and I don't think they should have to pay for their taxes for these arenas and stadiums.
All right, Jane, appreciate your call and appreciate your thoughts on this as well. Thank you so much for all your calls. And remember, you can keep the conversation going about the Bucks Arena deal on the Central Time Facebook page. Looks like maybe we have time for one more call. Let's go to Craig in Kenosha. Craig, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What do you think?
I think that with all the money that our government has taken away from education, maybe that $250 million is better spent on having an educated population than on a sports arena.
So you'd like to see that money allocated somewhere else, Craig?
I would like to see us not throwing our tax money away on private interests.
Will it keep you away from the arena?
It definitely will keep me away from the arena. I have no interest in that.
Okay, appreciate your thought, Craig. Thank you so much for calling. And again, you've got your thoughts, so keep them going over on the Central Time Facebook page. You can find us by searching Central Time on WPR.